Mark Manson, a blogger and New York Times bestselling author, writes, "Pain in all its forms is our body's most effective means of spurring action." There's been a lot of pain in my world lately. The grief of discovering too late that there was no farm legacy to leave my daughters. The agony of watching yet another school shooting while our politicians sit idly by and do nothing to ensure the safety of our children. And most recently, the visceral anger I feel after discovering that administrators in the Macomb School District appear to have blatantly violated the law and trust of students, parents, and community members. As I write this, I realize that the pain I feel is not really mine, but rather a collective pain for our children. The choices that lead to the decisions made or not made by those in charge are based on values held by individuals and institutions. Favoring some over others is the way it's always been done in this country. Men matter more than women, and white people matter more than everyone else. I imagine that many of you are listening to this and saying that is just not true. But the fact of the matter is, it is easier to deny an ugly truth than to face it head on and get to work on changing values that are the foundation of our current reality. Let's consider the case of a $10 million lawsuit being brought against the Macomb 185 School District. As reported by Tri-State's Public Radio, the lawsuit states that the female students reported the incidents of sexual harassment and assault to Principal John Rumley and Assistant Principal Ed Fulkerson. It accuses both administrators of failing to investigate, make arrangements to prevent future harassment, or enforce a civil order of protection. The alleged failure to protect female students reflects a value long held in our society called misogyny. Kate Mann, a philosopher at Cornell University, writes, "Misogyny isn't so much about men hating or being hostile towards women. Rather, it's primarily about controlling, policing, punishing, and exiling the bad women who challenge male dominance." On February 26, I attended the monthly school board meeting for the Macomb Public Schools. Several individuals addressed the board regarding the lawsuit, their concerns about the actions of the administrators, and the safety of their children at school. Following protocol, board members, with the exception of Jim LaProde, who thanked the community for their insights, did not respond to the concerns. It wasn't until the end of the meeting that Superintendent Toomey deviated from the standard procedure to correct some of the misconceptions voiced by community members on social media. While jabbing his finger in the air, he stated that the comments posted on social media were inflammatory and could be considered defamation of character. He was responding to a plethora of observations made by women who refused to allow their voices and opinions to be silenced by men. His response is a classic example of, "Who does she think she is challenging my judgment response?" Then, in a standard bait-and-switch move, he quickly deflected from the subject matter at hand, the alleged failure of administrators to protect our children, to focus on the good works of the teachers in the school district. The overwhelming majority of our teachers and administrators are very good at what they do and go above and beyond their job description to make sure that our children are clothed and fed and able to learn. But that is not the matter at hand. What is at hand is that male administrators in charge dismissed the safety of two female students because they challenged the patriarchal order of the world. Kate Mann further writes, "We, as a society, contributed to the silence surrounding the sexual assault and harassment when we only believe the victims we want to. More alarmingly, we do believe them, but we just don't care sufficiently to change our attitudes or actions toward the perpetrator on this basis." I cannot imagine how painful it has been for the two young women and their mothers to come forward with this lawsuit. Many of us would be paralyzed in pain. It is completely understandable to want to ignore or numb the pain, since pain in any form is never pleasant. However, if there's one thing I've learned from my many years of practicing yoga and running, it is that there's a lot to be learned from sitting with the pain and learning how to move in spite of it. I applaud the young women and their mothers for moving through their pain and using it actively, because win or lose, they have done something, and your community is behind you. As Albus Dumbledore once said, "It is our choices, Harry, that show who we truly are, far more than our abilities." And you, ladies, are some good people.